can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Possibly do this for a day with so much that's been happening in the last week and in the last day. But firstly, Donald,
I'd like to thank you before you get going. I have got going. I know you have, and I'd just like to thank you for allowing me to sit down, take a breath, and into it. I have no preparation whatsoever. Thank you.
And what is different from any other week?
Usually I am prepared, but I'm not prepared.
You have
this
no
morning.
Preparation at all. The only preparation you've ever been involved in is Preparation H, and that's for hemorrhoids.
I don't even know who the guest is. Thank you very much for the phone call.
It's your guest.
Who is it? Nobody rings me and tells me what's going on.
It's your guest. You wanted this bike.
No. Well, who?
Well, it's in your field, Donald. He's a bull rider, and you're an equestrian rider. Incidentally,
thanks for the call and let me know. I've got a million questions to ask.
Anyhow, Don, the Rocket and I were coming down to watch you shattered. Go through the hoops.
We were shattered.
Go through the hoops down at the equestrian event. You said, I'm riding down at Elko Park, and Rod and I said, well, we'll come down and watch you. And I had a 10-gallon hat, and he had chaps.
We went all food prepared for you. Yeah. I had it in the fridge.
We had the costume hire. We had cowboy suits.
I was prepared for you.
I'm in the car on it was Saturday morning. Yeah. He's sitting beside me, strapped in.
Yep.
And the phone goes and it says, hello. I said, hello, Don. How are you? Nervous? He said, now look. He said, I don't think I can go. I said, oh, please, don't tell me. We got the car. We're ready to leave. He said, no, I've had a red light come on the dashboard of the truck. Something to do.
Is that all it was?
Oh, don't worry. You were prepared. Everything was done. The truck, I'm ready. Everything's on, packed, ready
to
go.
The funniest part was we were going to get there an hour and a half before you, by the look of things.
You got nervous and pulled out. You didn't want us to come and watch.
I wasn't going to get stuck on that freeway.
What's wrong with the truck?
The brakes.
The what?
The brakes. There are two arms on the brake, air. And so only one was working. So anyway, I wasn't prepared to take a chance with everything on board. Breaking down on the freeway, going to Geelong.
So you don't service the truck or anything?
It was going the day before.
The red light wasn't on?
Nope. Just came on. So I'm very sorry. I was looking forward to it. And by the way, that phone call you made weeks ago to that horse show, you're starting to change the equestrian sport with just one phone call.
What's happened, Don?
You in?
No. The president rang and... Hang on. And they're just going to change the whole program around and whatever else. They realise they made a mistake.
Stop. We haven't even talked about what we're talking about here. Tell people this is about you show jumping.
And I couldn't get an entry.
You missed out on an entry.
But hang on.
So
Rodney,
Sam rang the bloke and asked him if you could get in.
Yes, and the bloke didn't take that well.
Direct that in front of your mouth, Don, please. No, just direct it, mate. I can see it's off. It's 45 degrees to your gob.
So anyway, Sam's rung the guy that was organising the comp. He got the shits about it. And what's happened? The president's called you.
Yes. And apologised. And they realised.
He apologised.
Hang on. They realised they made a mistake. And they're going to... fine-tune it and they're
so
going
they just can't open the entries online and have it all booked
all
out
of that they and he admitted that they gave out preferential to others and before they knew where they were up the creek without a paddle and it wasn't open to so-called general.
Oh, I was corrupting it. What?
Good morning. Didn't you hear that little Sirica?
Yeah, I did.
Coming down the steps.
So, Don, your thing reminds me.
So, thank you. You're going to change that phone call. It's going to change equestrian sport in Victoria.
Similar incident happened. you might remember this, an oil rig caught fire many years ago in Texas. And the reason this is about your truck, an oil rig caught fire many years ago in Texas.
Red Adair? Thank you. I was going to.
That's well done. Very good.
Red Adair, didn't he come out to Australia and put out the oil fire at Moonee?
That's Moonee.
He's the man.
Have you ever been through Moonee?
No. Why would I?
Let me tell you. Well, you should come on a trip with me when I go show jumping. We go through Moonee. There is nothing at Moonee.
Because it got burnt.
No, there's a petrol station on the corner. And that's about all that's there. Well, we're reflecting on Moonee. You think it's a big thriving metropolis
Where is it?
It's in Queensland between Gundawindi and Taroom.
Will I continue? An oil rig caught fire An oil rig caught fire in Texas, and the manager, the boss of the oil rig, or the
hang company, on, hang on. There's a smirk coming on the face. I think this is a joke.
I tell you what, Don. I tell you why there's a smirk, because every time I get a sentence out, you push Moonee or the train leading up to Moonee or where there's a petrol station or
There was a smirk. There's never a smirk on your face unless something funny.
You can't smirk anymore. That's not true.
Why? You can't smoke because he's had Botox.
Yeah.
Listen to you two working. I'll got to start this again. Incidentally, we've got a man pulled me up.
Now you're distracting yourself.
Well, I'm just saying. Here's a shout out to a bloke called Ronnie Burns. He said his name was. That's a good point. I said, well, you're probably not the AFL footballer because I think Ronnie Burns is Indigenous, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, but there's also Ronnie Burns, a Coleman.
Don, please. Ronnie Burns,
a song called The Coleman, Rod.
Yeah, yeah, I know that Ronnie Burns, yeah, yeah.
His daughter was an Olympian, won a gold medal.
Yeah, okay, just hang on, go, Sam, just talk.
Oh, gee, we've covered 12. So, Ronnie Burns, he says, say hello to Don, and he listens to the podcast, and he's very, very happy with it. And I said, well, I know two Ronnie Burns. You're probably not the one that plays football because you're the wrong colour, because he was Caucasian. And he said, yes. And I said, you're not the singer, I don't think, Ronnie Burns, who sang Age of Consent and Smiley and... didn't he? Ronnie Burns, singer.
Don't give him a chance. Just keep talking.
The singer. Anyhow, I'm just having a shout-out to Ronnie Burns. He said his name was. Ronnie will be... He thinks you're... I'm not sure what he thinks you are, but he said he listens. Anyhow, Don, so this oil rig caught fire in Texas.
We're back to the oil rig.
And the bloke rang up as his business started to go up in flames. At the bottom of a ravine, it was the oil rig, and he rings up Red Adair, and he said, Red, could you come out quickly? He said, the whole fucking thing's on fire. And Red said, yeah, I can. And the bloke said, how much will it cost? He said, it'll cost you $750,000 for us to come out and put the fire out. The bloke said, $750,000? Are you serious? He said, mate, that's what it costs. And he said, well, I'll get back to you. So he picks up the phone and he goes through the Yellow Pages and he gets hold of Chichi Rodriguez, the famous Mexican firefighter. And he says to Chichi, can you get out and put out me oil rig? It's down at the bottom of a ravine. And Chichi said, yes, of course we can, senor. I shouldn't take him off. I shouldn't take his, because that'll be considered racist, taking his voice off. But he said, certainly we can.
Why would it be considered racist?
Because you're impersonating someone's voice who's not of your race. Chichi says, yes, sir, we can come out. And the bloke said, how much will it cost? He said, it'll cost $50,000. He said, $50,000? He said, Chichi, when could you get here? Because the thing's on fire. And he said, stand by, senor. We'll be out shortly. So the bloke's sitting in his office as Chichi, about an hour later, arrives in this battered old Chevy pickup truck with 20 Mexicans on the back of it with their big sombreros and hats and knapsack pumps. And as he's sitting in his office, he watched the Chevy go down the hill into the ravine and straight into the inferno, right into the middle of it. And the bloke sitting there in the office, he's gobsmacked. He said, holy shit, look at that. He said, how's that a commitment for? What a tremendous work ethic and commitment to drive the truck into the fire. And as he watched, the Mexicans jumped off the back of the truck with their hats and they're beating the shit out of the fire. And so it took them 2 hours to put it out. Eventually, Chi-Chi wanders back up the ravine into the office. And the bloke says, I want to congratulate you. He said, that is the most heroic effort I've ever seen for commitment to put a fire out. He said, that was extraordinary. Could you congratulate your firemen and your other people with you? He said, here's the money. He said, what are you going to do with the money? And Chi-Chi said, well, the first thing I'm going to do is get the fucking brakes fixed on the truck. So, Don.
Thank God. I didn't know where that was going. I'm so happy that that was the answer.
So, Don.
Why didn't you finish with that?
So, Don.
Why didn't you finish with that?
Well, we're done. Let's go, sports.
Hit the button, please.
Because you were telling us about the brakes on your truck. Now, Don, I want to say this. There are so many things. But we give opinions on this podcast. We give opinions and we think a hell of a lot of people agree with them and we don't mind if people don't. We have had about a compounded and all, they're all the same people, but compounded since we've been doing this, we've had about 3.5 million people listen to this, downloads, not individually 3.5 million people, but if you add up the number that listen every week and multiply...
Okay, get to your point.
So we give opinions, right? An opinion can't be right or wrong. It's an opinion. But we get castigated...
Who by?
By a vocal minority. Now, I just want to... So this is how people are cynical and hypocritical in this day and age. So I just want to read this out to you for a start. I was, and this is, there's a point of me saying this. This is how people try and pigeonhole you. So I was asked by a person to give a comment. Would I give a comment on golf courses being taken over by people wandering around because the COVID, they just wanted to use the golf courses as parks and then just get the golfers off? And I said, I gave my opinion and I said, well, that is ridiculous. There's plenty of open spaces. So this is how you get hijacked into being typecast. And we're so lucky that we do this because we can kick back at people who are just nothing more than grubs. So I gave my point and then the bloke couldn't help himself. He had to say this. TV personality and golf advocate Sam Newman, and then he said, who some warn might be doing more harm than good by playing to the Donald Trump white privilege male stereotype. So suddenly, me giving an opinion about people playing golf, and I'm suddenly likened to the white privileged male stereotype because I think Donald Trump did a great job in the 4 years of presidency. If you don't think, so how in the hell would I get linked into Donald Trump and white privilege and white stereotype male supremacy or whatever you like, because I answer that bloke's out of courtesy, answer and give him a comment about people taking over
golf courses.
Because
you don't stop banging on about him.
Well, so, I'm very, so glad you said that. So...
So what are we into now, Trump?
No. So I'm just telling you how my opinion or your opinion, Don, and we've given opinions that have cost us a small fortune because we have been exploited. We have been
anyway. Keep going. Get
we have been exploited by opportunism. Because we give an opinion. And in fact, we just have a rational, objective discussion about things, but people love to hijack it. So you talk about Trump. So
I didn't.
No, you did. You said, are we onto Trump? Because I was likened So I was likened, Don. You said, "Are we on about Trump?" Because I was likened
did I bring Trump?
I don't think so. I just said that either. The reason the guy said what he said in the paper was because he doesn't stop banging on about him. That's all.
But I'd like to ask you about Trump.
No, just a minute, Don.
Okay. Go on.
So a man in the Australian called Crichton. Adam, I think his name is. I don't know.
Well,
he'd probably have the sack by now. But he said, after all the hue and cry about Trump, he said, could I just... He wrote a piece in the paper and said, this is what he said about Trump. He said he didn't like Trump. He didn't like his way, who he was, or he wasn't a fan of his. He said, but this is people being objective and not subjective. He said, in the 4 years, he said, he had significant achievements, far more than Obama's, who had 8 years. Trump did it in 4 years and far more achievements. Yeah. This is not me saying this. This is a bloke called Crichton. He said he was not beaten by the Democrats or Joe Biden. He was beaten by the COVID epidemic. He said he built... He said he built a wall to stop illegal aliens coming into the country. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. He said he took the US embassy from in Israel down to Jerusalem, which all other previous presidents had said they'd do but never did. He had the... This is what this bloke said. This is Crichton. He said he had the lowest unemployment in 60 years. Australia would be the envy of that, of 3.5%. He said the incomes of average Americans went up by an average of $8,000 a year, five times higher than under the Obama administration, for blacks and Hispanics. He said the prescription drugs, he dropped the price down by 10%, the lowest in 50 years. He didn't launch any wars, which every other administration has launched. He said he broke...
Jimmy Carter didn't.
He said he brokered a peace deal between Israel and the Arabs. He said he had an historic meeting with the North Korean President Kim Jong-il, or whatever his name is. He took on China. He had a travel ban to China, and he made NATO toe the line and pay their fair share. Now, that's what that man said about Trump's achievements. If I'm a Trump supporter, which I am, I take exception, because I'm a Trump supporter, to being likened, might be pilloried because I'm a white supremacist or I'm a stereotype. This is how people... take you to task about just crap.
Hang on, you just proved his point.
Whose point?
The bloke who said that you've aligned yourself to Trump and middle-aged white men. That guy that about the golf courses. What was his name? What was that guy's name?
Crichton?
No, the guy that quoted you about the golf course.
I don't know.
Proved his point, because you don't stop banging on about him and selling him to us.
Anyway, can I ask you to...
So if I happen to speak about world affairs and I happen to think Trump did a great job and I am a fan of his...
No, but I think it's a fair comment. You have absolutely pushed his barrow for the last 4 years.
So what does that make me, a white supremacist or a stereotype?
He said...
Yes, he did.
He said middle-aged white male or something, didn't he?
He did nothing of the sort. He said, I'll just read it out again, mate. I'll read it out again, you...
Don't worry about things like that. No, I want to ask you something far more relevant. Can you tell me, with regard to Trump, I am struggling with impeachment. Is it a criminal thing brought by the courts or the justice system, or is it a government thing brought by the two parties, and what are the ramifications? Nixon was impeached, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Well, Clinton was.
Clinton was impeached for lying to Congress. Okay, didn't lie to anyone. Trump, this is a political thing. When you've got the numbers in both the houses, you can get impeached. He was impeached the first time.
And what does impeach mean?
It means that they don't like what you're doing and they think you should be removed
from
office.
And what are the ramifications of being impeached?
The ramifications are nothing. Unless, well, I'll just...
What is it, a slap over the wrist?
It is a slap over the wrist because
well,
this is...
what's the point of going on with it?
Because I'll tell you, Donald, because the House of Representatives in the state, which is run by has the majority of Democrats, they impeached Trump because they don't like him. They made up, they fabricated some reason to get him out.
Yeah, okay.
So it goes, so I'm
that.
Just, I'm going to explain it to you. So it gets up to, the Senate, up to the upper
house.
I
know.
And because the Republicans have the numbers, they say, no, we won't impeach him.
That's right.
So they didn't.
I know.
So he was impeached, but they said it has no weight at all. Okay. So now they've got all the numbers in both the houses because a couple of the Republicans are going to swing over and want him impeached.
They may.
And the reason they're doing it, make no mistake, they fear Trump. He scares the shit out of them.
No. I'm just asking you about him. I'm not interested in Trump. I'm interested in the process of impeachment.
If you get impeached twice, you can't run again.
Thank you. So has he been impeached yet? He's been impeached once.
They're trying to impeach him for
the second time.
So
he won't run again.
He can't run again. They fear that he scares the shit out of them, and they believe that if he runs again, that's why they're so dishonest and they're so corrupt, and they're just trying to make sure he doesn't run again because they fear him. That's what it's about.
Who did a good job in the Trump administration? His wife. She has not been recognised.
Oh, they slagged her.
She didn't do anything.
Well, she may have done something which never received the publicity because it wasn't sensationalism.
You
know, like her husband was a sensational. She was. She rivaled Jackie Kennedy as far as dress sense went. What are you laughing for, idiot?
And they belted
her. She was classically dressed and had tremendous...
And they belted her every time she appeared. They said, look at what she's wearing.
Have a listen to this West Footscray idiot.
Every time...
Who gives a shit?
I'm just trying to tell you that...
Every time
she was never recognised for a dress sense. I thought
she looked fantastic.
Didn't
they
she?
Gave her not one piece of credit. They bagged everything she did. They bagged everything she did. They said she was. Why would she wear those shoes with that dress?
I never.
It was extraordinary. They went on and on and on about it. They couldn't heap praise. What about Obama's Mrs. Michelle? Honestly, truly,
let's not get please. No, we won't go there. I'm just giving credit to Ivanka Trump, the way she handled herself.
When Michelle Obama went to Joe Biden's inauguration, they commented on her dress, how smart she was, and yet Melania Trump would play her on a break in every aspect of what life's about.
And the other thing, I listened to Biden. Now, I was a little bit critical. I was wondering why the vice president would always come in and talk. Do you think that Biden may have a speech impediment?
Oh. He does. He has a stutter.
Oh, has he?
He has got a stutter.
Well, okay, because I saw him hesitate there once, and maybe
he's got
the tools to overcome the stutter.
He's got the tools to do nothing.
John, will you be quiet? I want to have an intelligent conversation.
Don't look at me.
Right, so you say he's got a stutter.
Yeah.
Well, it's remarkable that he's been able to overcome that because I did see a hesitancy in him talking at once. So I thought, John might have something about senility here.
He is senile.
You cannot say that.
I can say that. He
says you two who just talked about
senile. He's got
dementia. Just judged a first lady on her dress sense.
Well, what it's got to do with senility.
He's
here,
a lying, cheating, corrupt, a plagiarist. He is a sexual predator. He is a buffoon. And he is a senile. And he is a disgrace.
He's not senile. That's yet to be proven.
Oh, Don, you've got to pay attention, mate.
Johnny.
You don't. Would you like me to play you a clip? There's clip after clip of him completely stuffing things up, not remembering where he is, not remembering who his wife is. Remember when he stood on the dais and he had his sister-in-law and his wife and he couldn't work out which was which? I mean, honestly, Don, seriously. Now, so... So we give opinions on this. We give opinions on this podcast, and beside the cynical, hypocritical people. So we've just seen the fiasco, which was Australia Day. Last week, we said, I think, that Rod said here, the Rocket said, after the mayor said of Melbourne said that she would sanction...
Sally Capp.
Sanction, yes. She would sanction a protest, a quiet protest. And Rod said, what would be wrong with that? There'll be 200 people turn up at the shrine.
I didn't say any of that, but anyway. Okay.
Oh, you said there'd be a small protest. What would be wrong with that?
No. And I think it was reported that there would only be 200 people
That's correct.
Turn up to
that,
the
and he
service.
Said, what would be wrong with that? And I said... Well, what I said, I'll tell you what would be wrong with that. The only thing that would be wrong with that is that the Premier has decided to cancel any Australia Day celebrations or marches or parades, and yet we're allowing mm-hmm. a protest to go on in the midst of a COVID...
No, it wasn't a protest. The invasion, they're having a ceremony,
a
dawn ceremony.
Yes.
It was called Invasion
Day. That's right, and we said, that's fine. I don't know why the council are allowing, providing support with the police and the COVID if the Premier has cancelled the official Australia Day parade. We said, that's fine. So how did that go, do you reckon, the peaceful protest?
If that was what I saw on television last night,
how'd it go?
I could not believe... So you allowed such a demonstration to go on in this so-called COVID.
So, Don. I agreed with the Rocket last week, I think, or maybe the week before. He said, why don't we, in order to try and get a happy piece, happy medium, or just get some common ground, why don't we change the date of Australia Day to any other day?
Because it's no skin off our nose. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Mm. That's it. And I said, okay, fine. I think I said that.
Yep, we all did.
I said that. So my question to you is, I have now decided, this is my opinion, this is not racist, you can call it racist if you like, because that's the most overworked word in the lexicon as we speak. So I have said now, what in God's name would we change, as Jacinta Price said, an Aboriginal elder who is in Parliament, says it was a significant day.
What Parliament?
Australian.
I think she may, if she's in Parliament, maybe Northern Territory. Is she in there? She's a federal member, Jacinta Price. Can you Google that one, Rodney?
She's in Alice Springs.
She comes from Alice Springs. Everything you're saying is right. I just question whether she's in Parliament. And if she is in Parliament, it'll be the Northern Territory State Parliament, I reckon. But she is.
I'm not sure what your point is. She's an Aboriginal spokesman, and she's a councillor in the Alice Springs Council, is she? Rocket's looking it up. So she says, she wouldn't change Australia Day from the 26th because it was a significant day when either Captain Cook or Governor Phillip sailed up
Phillip.
Botany Bay, whatever. She said it was a significant day. I said, well, let's change it if it will help anyone, but... People are invested. People are... Go ahead.
Yeah, Don's right.
What about?
That she's a Northern Territory politician, not a federal. Well, anyway, keep going.
The Northern Territory is part of the federal. What are you talking
about? No, it's not federal. There's a difference between state and federal politics.
Not to this debate, though.
What? He said she's a...
Okay, yeah, don't worry. You're right, Don. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, she's Alice Springs councillor, isn't she?
Correct.
And she's an Aboriginal spokeswoman. And she says, it's a significant day, the 26th, when we all arrived here, or they did. Incidentally, none of us have got anything to do with what went on. I don't know why we get blamed for anything that's going on. So... People are invested. So I said we should just change it. What would be the point of changing it? Do you think next year, when whatever date Australia Day is designated to, like 5th of August, let's say, when the 5th of August comes around, people say, oh, it's Australia Day. They won't call it some other day, do you think?
Well, I agree. Well, still complain? Both of us grew up when we never celebrated Australia Day. It's only been a thing in the last 20, 30 years, and I believe that we're following the American example of celebrating their day. But in Australia, for a long, long time, we never, ever celebrated Australia Day. They may have in New South Wales or did the reenactment, but that might be the only place. But we never celebrated as we do now in Australia. And I just...
But people want to celebrate Australia
Day. Why?
Because it's a great country we live in.
We can celebrate it every day and appreciate it every day. I appreciate it every day.
Don't dumb the conversation down to celebrating it every day. People have nominated a day to celebrate Australia, and we're trying to be inclusive and have everyone agree that it's a great country. We have had nothing to do with what's gone on in the past, and if it placates the indigenous race of people to change the date and have to celebrate Australia, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I'm suggesting to you, this is an opinion, it won't matter what day we change it to. When it comes up that it's Australia Day, it will be still referred to as Invasion Day, still referred to...
How many countries
in
this...
There'll still be people rioting and complaining in the streets. It will just go on, and because people are invested in chaos. There's a hell of a lot of people in this country. There's 3%, I think, of the population is Indigenous. That means 97% of them aren't, and they like to... All the people who have come from all over the world and been naturalised love to celebrate this country. Could we all find
a common date
where we don't complain about it?
What did you do yesterday to celebrate Australia Day?
What did I do?
Yes. I did nothing. How many countries around the world celebrate their national... How many countries around the world celebrate their... It seems to be the countries that have been invaded. America. I don't know whether South Africa do. Australia are doing. Do England have England Day?
I tell you,
Queen's birthday.
Queen's birthday.
I tell you what I didn't do, Don. I didn't go and riot in the streets to say that we're ashamed of being an Australian. We're all Australians. No matter what colour you are, what religion you are.
I agree with you in that.
So when do you think the angst that is the divide in this country will dissipate, and when will someone have a sensible conversation? Change the date, change the flag. Let's just live under one flag. I don't care if it's got...
Get no argument for me.
I don't care what colour the flag is. It's ridiculous we have two different flags flying over all our... Just make it one flag that everyone agrees in. I don't care what it is. And why, if we change the date, do you think people will stop complaining when Australia Day? They'll just keep saying it's Invasion Day. And it's a disgrace. So why do we... Let's call it Continent Day. Or let's call it Non-Australian Day. And what about the Australian Cricket Board? What cowards they are. They call themselves the Australian Cricket Board and yet won't acknowledge it's Australia Day. Seriously. It is beyond comprehension. We want to get on with everyone. And if you have an opinion about someone who happens to be from a different race, suddenly you're a racist. That is just, it is so cynical and it's so hypocritical. And we have Dan Andrews. So then we get on to the Australia Day Awards.
Hang on, pause for a sec. I just Googled, I just Googled England public holidays, right? They don't even celebrate Queen's birthday. They have New Year's Day, Good Friday, Easter Monday. Then they have early May bank holiday, spring bank holiday, summer bank holiday, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. That's it.
Well, two of those are religious days, aren't they?
Well, we
Good
have those.
Good Friday, whatever. They're,
and Easter
they're
Monday.
To do with religion.
So
which
do
we
you
do.
Think?
But they don't celebrate it. Yeah, so Germany, I don't think any establishment.
Which is a good segue to what... Speaking of religion, it's a good segue to what Sam wants to say.
What about...
Well, so all to do with Australia Day comes the awards and nominations, right?
If you go... I wanted to bring this up under sport.
It's not sport.
Well...
Australia Day. Go on.
So, I tell you who is a low-grade member of society, that's Dan Andrews.
No, no, please.
A low grade.
The choice of your adjectives leaves a bit to be desired.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's inflammatory what you say.
Oh, really? It's an opinion.
Well, don't just tone your adjectives down.
He's a little disappointed with Dan Andrews.
Well, so am I. But I'm not going to say what he says.
What is your low grade?
Excuse me.
A low
don't,
quality.
Please, that's not right. But what Andrews... I watched that interview. If you're watching it, I am so, so disappointed in Dan Andrews as the leader of this state.
Oh, I ain't careful.
What do you mean? I don't care whether you're Liberal, Labor or bloody whatever. He leaves a lot to be desired.
He's
and
a low
who
quality.
Was he? Whoa, steady down. Who was he to cast judgment over Margaret Court?
So I can have an opinion over Margaret Court if I wish. I don't probably agree with what she's on about, quite agree with what she's on about. But Margaret Court is a minister of religion. She's been brought up under a doctrine that her religion dictates that she follow.
Mm-hmm.
She did not put herself up to be nominated for an Australian award. And to have Dan Andrews, who... His government is responsible for killing 1,000 people during
and
the COVID
And he would not
virus.
Put his hand when, up either, will that?
So for him to say those things about Margaret Court, I don't agree actually with most of the things Margaret Court said, but to rip her for being true to what she believes, this is you cannot have an opinion unless
exactly.
it agrees. He should be ashamed of himself. He is a low quality person. What a dog act.
It's
a dog act to rip that woman for having the principles that she believes in.
John, just steady down a little bit. It was given to Margaret Court for her achievements on the tennis court. And it's been long overdue. It's been too long that she hasn't been recognised.
So how about the Premier or anyone else say, I don't agree with a lot of things, which I just said, I don't agree with a lot of things Margaret Court stands for, but I tell you what, I don't nominate the people for Australia Day Awards. I don't agree with what she says. That is my opinion. She's entitled to be receive the award if the committee who decide gets it. Without slagging, she is a fantastic person. And while many people don't agree with what she says, it is a disgrace what that man said about her.
I think her church also, I read somewhere, her church is also very socially aware as far as welfare going to people in need. In a tangible, you know, by providing tangible, relief for...
So she has come in because she's... She criticised, I think, the LGBT...
Okay, we know, or we understand all of that. Now, that's her religion.
She criticised gay marriage. So, there's people who are vehement critics of gay marriage who have received the awards. Tony Abbott is one. Bettina Arndt's another. George Pell's another. They are people who their beliefs say that they don't agree with gay marriage. We don't have that opinion, Don, necessarily, but... This is where you can't have an opinion unless it is the.
But then you've got the people who won't receive the award who've been given it. Kerry O'Brien and an artist, I think.
No, a doctor.
Is he
a transgender doctor?
Oh, the doctor. I saw that, but isn't there? Well, there's a third person too.
Yeah, I think there might be a few now. Yeah.
And then you have someone like Mel Jones, who on the Australian Cricket Organisation, who receives the award and then says that we shouldn't, Cricket Australia shouldn't recognise it as Australia Day. I mean, seriously, the hypocrisy and the cynicism of this world we're living in is staggering. And no one ever... People just get away with absolute nonsense. I'll tell you two people who should get awards. Maybe they have. I'll tell you one. Lindy Chamberlain should get one for the crap that she went through for 50 most of her life before.
Well, what was it?
Services to what?
Well, see, exactly.
I'll
tell
you what,
of
services
what?
To withstanding the barrage of being accused of murdering a child.
Yeah, well, we've seen the documentary about how it was concocted, the shortcomings of the Northern Territory Police. Keep going. They needed a conviction.
So you said, why would she get one? Mm. Well, she would deserve one for actually withstanding the pressure. And be, what?
She should be compensated.
They should give her an award for putting up with the crap she had to go
through. Anyway, give me the second.
What about Shane Crawford?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, yeah.
Shane Crawford. No, no, they wouldn't give Shane Crawford one because he's just sort of some dumb footballer that... Shane Crawford did more for women's breast cancer by running across the country and riding up to Sydney.
Craig Moore did it with him.
He
rode to Perth.
He ran, rode to Perth and he ran from Adelaide. He befriended the female population of this country by the insidious disease, which is breast cancer. And... you know, people say, oh, why would you give him an award? He would get an award before, if the criteria was that you would receive an award, you would, and the yardstick was Mikey Carlton getting one, you'd probably say no thanks, wouldn't you?
Can I change the subject slightly? I don't understand why we keep acknowledging people who have been acknowledged. And ultimately, well, why are we even putting up Margaret Court anyway? She's won 60 Grand Slams. She's got 60 trophies to recognise her achievement. I looked at some of the people that received honours yesterday, and it's a joke. It's like, I don't think what they should do, when they put down there why they've received it, everything where you've received some sort of commercial benefit or some sort of derived some sort of pleasure from it, take those out and let's see what's left. You should be recognised for what you've done for others. Let the unsung heroes, the people that don't get recognition. I mean,
recognizing
entertainers and whatnot who are already, you know, they've got so much fame and recognition anyway. Why are we recognizing them again?
So yeah, now it's happening in other walks. Life membership to the AFL, even
that's what I mean. There are lots of people that get recognised that have got other ways to be recognised. So
paid employees being recognised,
or politicians. Politicians are being recognised for doing their job.
So now there's a push. Now there's a push for Essendon not to recognise Australia Day, the Essendon Football Club, North Melbourne. I think our friend
Benny
Amafio. Ben's come out and I asked Ben to come on here a few months ago. Wouldn't it be great for Stan Grant to sit over there and have a sensible conversation about where this country's headed and what? Are the what do the Aboriginal, the Indigenous community want to happen?
Yeah, what's the end game? Yeah,
what is the end game? What do they want? Be fantastic to have that conversation, but as soon as you start to speak about race, you're branded as a racist. You're branded as someone. Talk about a golf course being run over or taken over by people who want to walk their dogs. Suddenly, I'm a white supremacist because I'm a Trump supporter. Look, honestly and truly, it is frighteningly stupid. So, the AFL, two AFL clubs now want to not recognise Australia Day, having Australia in the actual name of the competition they play in the Australian Football League. They don't want to recognise Australia Day. Where is this headed and what good is it doing anyone? Could it be possible that somewhere we could find a common ground where we unite people? And if you have an opinion about someone from another race, it doesn't make you a racist. It just makes you have a conversation about what you think they are on about or what you think people think they're on about. My greatest hero in life, not necessarily sport, was an Indigenous man called Graham Polly Farmer. I looked up to him more than anyone. I don't know of any footballer playing that has been booed because they're Aboriginal. They're booed if they are because they do something on the field which pisses off a fair degree of the fans that they play in front of.
Can I change the subject?
Anyone please. Wants to dispute that, come and speak about it.
Here's
here.
Something... women will likely never admit about farting, but it is
Christmas gift giving
well,
again.
Well, I've just asked you a question. It doesn't matter where it comes from. But well, it's here's just something women will likely never admit about farting, but that is proven by science. Women, A, fart twice as much as men. B, women have farts that smell worse than men.
Thanks to higher
concentrations of sulfur, and C, have stronger abdomens, allowing them to hold in their farts for hours, and D, have higher start-fart ratios. Now, which one
What's
do
a
you
start-fart ratio?
Well, I don't know, but it is down there. I wouldn't know. A start. That's a very
Mind
good
you,
point.
They have double
start-fart ratio.
Yes.
Mind you, Don.
Here's something Wimble will never likely or never admit about farting. But that is
right, hang on,
proven
let's go through
by
this.
Science.
Let's go through this. Women, it won't be that they can hold them in longer because that's you're happy to concede
proven
that.
Proven by science.
So it's either, I don't understand a start fart, so let's just rule that
okay,
out.
Okay, rule
so
that out.
So it's either that they do it more often because of the sulfur or that they do it more often or that they smell more.
Mind yeah. you.
This is ridiculous, by okay, the way. So by the way, can I just stop and say this is
you,
ridiculous? But I'll still answer the question. I'm going to go with
yes.
smells more because of sulfur.
Okay, what are you going to go
Mind
for,
you,
Johnny?
They have twice the areas where they can fart out of.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
What are you doing?
Oh, mate.
What?
They have.
Now, that
one
is
more
you
area.
Have four,
they
four
have one more
options.
Area.
That wasn't one of them.
They have
that
one,
is not one
area
of them.
Where they can
okay.
actually.
Okay, Rodney, you are right.
Oh!
Have farts that smell worse than men's thanks to the higher concentrations of sulfur. Well done, Rodney. Now, I was looking for a whistle the other day, so I got on the internet and I discovered about a man in England who was forced to change his company's name. He was the number one supplier of whistles. Do you know you can get whistles for very many things? You know, like umpires' whistles, you can get duck whistles. You can. Anyway, he was the number one supplier and he was forced by the local Leamington community, which is in Warwickshire, to change the name of his company. Now that involved a lot of money, letterheads, bank accounts, VAT details, because people were coming and taking photographs in front of his sign on his factory. It was a big sign up there. And the sign said, Mike Hunt whistles. It's 2018. Go on the internet and have a look.
I'm going to get something off.
Beg your pardon?
I'm Don. I'm.
Yes. Is that right or not?
No. My cunt whistles now, Don.
That
I've.
Because I want a whistle instead of calling the horses. I thought I'd get.
You spoke for. I had no idea what you were talking about until you gave the very, very humorous line of Mike Hunt whistles.
No, I'm serious about having to change his name. I couldn't believe it. I went on the internet looking for a whistle.
Yeah, his name is Michael Hunt.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Where did you get this from? This is from 2018.
No, I just told you. I went on the internet looking for a whistle.
Okay, yes, it's true.
So
he probably could have called himself Michael Hunt Whistles, though, couldn't
he? Well, he could have done, but...
Well, why should you have to...
Then you read the article. Did you read the article about it? 2018.
No, you told me all about it.
Well, have a look at it.
So, Donald.
How precious are people?
Well, I'll tell you how...
Mate, come on. You understand why?
I understand, but that's his name. I mean, he's been doing it for years.
Put Michael up.
Some, what?
Put Michael. You know he was being provocative.
So precious, Don. We mentioned about our men saying that the bloke said, "Oh, we'll say our men after a prayer, and we'll say our women."
No. You know what our men means? So let it be, or so mote, or
we went through this.
Don, please. I'm just saying, the man said our women, which had nothing to
he
do
was
with our
to be
men.
Trying to be cute.
He was. Trying to be woke. So someone else said, someone said he was the black sheep of the family, and they said, oh, no, hang on a minute. That's the black sheep has nothing to do. There is a very unusual colour of sheep, and they're black, aren't they? They're completely just suddenly out of a flock. That's nothing to do with race or...
Yeah, so what are you on about?
Well, because someone said you can't say he's the black sheep of the family. And you say, why not? Because black sheep are very unusual things in a flock of sheep.
That's right.
So it's got nothing to do with race or being black. It has got to do with being black. It means you're completely out of step with the rest of the herd.
Yeah.
Well, how could you say that that's racist?
in the English language,
trying to find.
In the English language, black sheep is an idiom used to describe an odd or disreputable member of a group, especially within a family.
Yes, because a black sheep stands out in amongst a flock of white sheep.
So what are you saying?
Because someone said, like the bloke, it wasn't the same bloke who said we got to say our women instead of as well as our men, which has nothing to do with sex or gender, and someone said you can't say black sheep because that's a racist saying. It's got nothing to do with being racist.
Some ridiculous, but I agree with that one.
What about?
Well, black, I think that one, yeah, I don't like it. I mean, it just says disreputable, I don't know.
Can I make a prediction?
What did you say then?
Well, I think that one's fair enough. I reckon some of these are, I'm with you.
Black sheep has nothing to do with being...
But still, you get it. It's like saying black is disreputable, it's odd, it's the outcast. I think it's fair.
A black sheep is a sheep with a black woolen coat.
Yeah, I know, but I quite often agree with, believe it or not, I actually agree with you on most of these, right? But that one I sort of get. I mean, the black thing with the disreputable outcast thing, I think fair enough.
Listen, you two boys are into cars.
We're not getting on today.
It's like prodigal son. You know what prodigal son means? We did this once.
Isn't that when someone returns?
Yeah, but it's a prodigal son is a spendthrift of people who waste money, a layabout, a slack ass that comes back to the fold. People say, oh, it's a term of endearment. It's actually not a term of endearment.
I didn't know that.
It's a term of chastisement. And black sheep is nothing to do with...
Right.
That's like saying you can't have a brown paper bag. Someone said you can't have a
ridiculous.
Brown paper bag. Seriously, why do we put up with it? And this is an opinion show, Don. We give our opinion and... we are subjects to opportunism by people just wanting to find something wrong with every single thing you say. And I'll tell you what, the 3.5 million people who have downloaded this over the journey, the very great majority agree with us.
Now, can I make an observation?
Now, okay,
you two boys are into cars, but you're into petrol cars. Now, a petrol station or service station has opened up on the peninsula. Do you know they haven't got a gas bowser?
Oh, okay.
Now, does that mean that they're phasing gas cars out?
Because yeah, they
if
are.
You get. Oh, you know for a fact.
Yeah, we had this conversation a while back when we talked about. I made some stupid comment about Mercedes Benz, which was wrong, but they absolutely are. You'll find it within the next 20 years, let's say, right? There won't be any petrol cars made new.
You're talking about gas.
Gas. I'm talking about gas cars.
LPG gas.
Oh, right.
LPG gas.
You're not with it today,
no,
right?
Because didn't the government give us...
Deliberately trying to be obstinate today.
You be quiet? We're trying to have a conversation here and you're just...
I thought
the government gave a subsidy, but I know a conversion to gas now costs $10,000. It's probably out of reach, you know.
Don,
why would
I was
you pay?
Backing you up, Don, you stupid man. He said he didn't know you were talking about gas.
I thought you were talking about petrol. I
watched
too many American shows. I figured gas was petrol. Yeah.
Your trunk is your boot.
Gas, LPG.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said that. And your trunk is your boot, you know, like he's into it Americans.
I guess it is becoming less and less, isn't it? I mean, you don't see too many people
in conversions anymore. We had a lot of gas, and I thought we're selling it much cheaper overseas than what we can buy it for here. I thought that was the option. And wasn't the government allowing a subsidy to get your car converted at one stage? Now they're just closing it all down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's an opinion, Don. They want to bring a blanket speed limit of 40K into any suburb or city or street in a built-up area. Anywhere they want to bring that in. That is an opinion that is ridiculous. You can't drive a car at 40K, fair enough, past a school crossing. Other than that, that is just revenue raising, and that is people pulling the wool over your eyes. That is exploiting motorists, isn't it? 40K, you can't drive a car at 40K.
You'll get nowhere, will you? It's better to take public transport. Maybe they're forcing us onto public transport. Using public transport.
What, by restricting the speed limit?
Yeah.
So it's quicker
to get from A to B on public transport.
So that you get your licence cancelled for getting the points over for doing 45. Please.
Well...
Tell me this. Tell me what's the significance of this, Don. I go into a grocery store. not a supermarket, they're called now. We go into a supermarket and it's got Lipton's iced tea, 95% sugar-free. What would that mean?
It's 5% sugar.
5% of its sugar. That's the 5% you don't want to drink. You don't want sugar. You either want sugar or you don't. What's 95% sugar-free mean?
I've never thought about that.
Haven't you?
No, that's a very good point. You got 5% of that is sugar.
That's right. So what would you want to buy it for if you don't want sugar in it?
You wouldn't buy it.
Why would you advertise it as 95% sugar-free?
It's very
just
smart.
Just say it's sugar-free.
Yeah, but it's very smart advertising. It's a play on words.
It's deceptive advertising.
Yes, it's a play on
words.
Well,
it's not deceptive. They say there's 5% of it sugar.
You'd have to say that's good advertising, wouldn't you?
No. Well, you wouldn't.
It's marketing.
Well, or you could say it's good marketing, wouldn't
you? I'm with you.
So.
Okay. I think whoever. That's
you're very in a shitty
smart.
Mood today, aren't we?
Who, he is or me?
No, well, I'm not in a shitty mood.
You cut me off because I was going down that thing of things being obsolete in years to come. And there's another thing. Do you realise the Chinese are becoming vegans? There's one cafe that's opened up in Shanghai. And
one.
Well, yes, but he's had a couple.
Yeah, but got a the big indication are, of the 1.4 billion people
okay.
there. There's a hell of a queue outside the store.
Again, I'll make the prediction.
They stopped eating dogs?
Meat.
Well, that's meat. A
I
dog is meat.
I will say that the consumption of meat or the meat growers better be careful because China, I think, takes about 28% of meat consumed in the world at the moment.
Can we just clarify, because that'll get picked up.
What?
Sam Newman says Chinese eat dogs.
Yeah,
can you just clarify why you're saying that? Because there's a festival of
it's festival
dog and
of
lychees.
Dogs, where they fatten their dog up and they come and
just
eat it.
Make
they
sure,
strip them down, hang them up like beef.
Oh, okay, please.
They
please.
Eat dogs. Do you
and
like
you
cats, Don? Do you like cats?
I don't.
Please.
Do
please,
you like
please,
cats?
Please, please.
You couldn't eat a
I
whole one,
I just told you
that
28%, don't go off on your thing, 28% of the world's meat is consumed by the Chinese and half of the world's pork is consumed by Chinese.
Pig's ass.
What?
That's pork with a hole in it. Go on.
And, you know, we've had bird flu, swine fever, and we're going through a drought
and
now.
And you've got chlamydia and bird flu
well,
and you're fucked. And we're finishing now. We're
oh,
doing
hang on. What about that article we saw from that bloke about wanting to die, reckons everyone should die?
Oh, yeah. Bloke says he hopes he dies by the age of 75.
He thinks everyone should die at 75.
Yeah.
Who does?
Ezekiel.
He makes a good point because most people, when they get to 75, are knackered.
Well, I don't want to die at 74.
No, well, you'd be dead now, wouldn't you?
What?
You'd be dying. You'd be giving you the green dream.
Escaped a couple of times.
But most people, when they get to 75, their quality of life has diminished appreciably and they think, what's the point of staying on? Isn't it?
Why? Well, I...
No,
what a morbid subject. Why would you bring that up?
Subject.
I hate talking about
it. Yeah, it's a morbid subject.
So, Don, we're about to wrap up. Have you got anything else for us?
Oh, I've got a million things.
Go on,
Johnny,
go.
No.
Come
go
on, bring one up.
No, I'm shitty.
Bring one up. Just
no.
Say, come on, just
no,
one up.
Hit
list.
The
prove,
button.
No,
prove
don't
you've
hit
got
the button.
Something.
Don't hit the
hit
button.
Hit the button.
No, bring one up.
No. Bring one up.
No.
No.
Come on,
no.
Bring it up.
I'm
come
going.
No, contribute.
I want a coffee.
Come on, what do you want?
Bring it up.
No.
Let's go. See you, mates.
Cedar Meats, the river that hasn't got any water in it.
The Dali.
Yeah, go
there
on.
There was a documentary
bring one
on
more
Dali,
topic
Menindee
up and we're
last
gonna...
night. Did you watch that?
Big, what?
Menindee.
What's
it lives it? On the, it's on the Darling. Did you watch the documentary on the ABC
well,
about Menindee?
Tell us about it.
Don't watch free-to-air television. No. Go ahead.
You don't.
Tell us. No, I don't.
Tell us all about it.
Well, the lakes are dried up.
I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you.